This is Leo Babeu for KTWH Two Harbors Community Radio. We're doing a lot of logistical coordination right now to be able to speak with Mr. Fred Sitkins, who is with the Inland Seas Education Association. And Fred, welcome to KTWH, first off.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate you having me on.
You came to our attention because the schooner, the Inland Seas, is coming to the Festive Sail, the Lake Superior Festive Sail in Two Harbors, coming into our Agate Bay, a festival happening between August 4th and 7th. And so the schooner is sailing for your nonprofit organization, the Inland Seas Education Association, out of Sutton's Bay on Lake Michigan. And we're not as familiar as we'd like to be with what your vessel is about, the crew sailing it, and maybe you could talk at first about what the Inland Seas Education Association mission is and the programs that you're carrying out on land and on our Great Lakes waters.
Yeah, thanks for that opportunity. Inland Seas Education Association, as you said, we're a nonprofit educational organization, and we're dedicated to protecting the Great Lakes through education. Our mission is inspiring a lifetime of Great Lakes curiosity, stewardship, and passion in people of all ages. Our work primarily centers around K-12 education. We provide experiential education opportunities on the Great Lakes, sailing these beautiful tall ship schooners. And as you mentioned, on shore, we have a really nice campus in northern Michigan where we teach students all about the watershed and how important the Great Lakes are.
So, Fred, it sounds like you're emphasizing a lot the experiential aspect that people learn best when they're doing and seeing things firsthand. And so what are typically the particular goals that you want the young people, I'm sure it might depend upon the age, that you're hoping for them to take away from your programs, just a general awareness, or do they actually dig in and at different levels of their education learn more in particular, scientifically or otherwise?
Yeah, a little bit of both, really. We kind of like to say we abide by Jacques Cousteau's theory. People protect what they love, and they love what they understand. And so it is a big part of why we use tall ship schooners for the work that we do. It's a really nice way to get students out on the water, learning about the water. It's inspirational, unforgettable, and so that's why these vessels are just a great platform for this type of work. Basically, what we do is we then provide some real good content for students as well. We put them in a place of a Great Lake scientist when they're on board our ship, and they deploy scientific equipment so that they can sample all different parts of the Great Lakes ecosystem. And after they get familiar and use the scientific equipment on board to take samples, then they analyze those samples, much like a scientist would when they're researching the Great Lakes. And so through this process, students learn all about the Great Lakes ecosystem, the food web, and what they can do to help to protect this resource throughout their lifetime.
Is there ever any opportunity to their observations and or the samples that they take and analyze, does it become at all a part of a citizen scientist data contribution? I don't know what happens on Lake Michigan, for instance, if that might be something that the state or the federal programs exist to take in some of the observations of the many people that are out on the water, that there are a lot more of them than there are scientists that get paid to do that work.
That's exactly right. Yep, I think we are strong proponents of the citizen science movement, and our data is used in that way. We've been doing this work for 32 years now, and basically every day of the sailing season from May through October, we are out sailing oftentimes twice a day and taking these samples, making these observations, and indeed recording that data. And so we have a really large data set, one of the largest, I would say, on Lake Michigan near our home waters. And it is used at times by researchers to be able to, in particular, analyze fish populations, for example. And we've even, through these observations, picked up on a couple of invasive species before any researcher actually did. So there is some good value in citizen science and allowing, especially this, making the program more real to students, because what they are doing is contributing to the greater scientific knowledge.
Wow. And you said you've been evolving over 32 years, and I'm sure your programs have expanded a lot. Do you find that you have, over the years, wound up employing or having become part of your ongoing programs, folks who first came to you as students 15, 20 years ago? Does that ever happen?
Yeah, we have some wonderful stories like that. That is a big part of our mission, trying to encourage students to become knowledgeable of the STEM careers that are working to benefit the lakes, and then hoping to encourage students that there are some wonderful careers out there that are doing good work to protect this resource. And we have had many students come back, in fact, not only working in the scientific arena, but as educators as well, who are now bringing their classroom of students up for an experience on our schooner, much like they had when they were a student. So a lot of really neat full story or full circle type stories that we get to encounter.
I'm speaking today with Mr. Fred Sitkins of the Inland Seas Education Association. And Fred, the schooners, the boats seem to play an important part here in getting kids to really expand on their sense of wonder being on the water. But are people actually learning much about sailing? Is that really not the focus? You're not a sailing instruction school? Or is there another element of what you do that includes that?
Yeah, so we have a broad range of programs, as you mentioned. So the majority of our K-12 programs are shorter duration, and it really is the focus on the lakes themselves, the sailing part of the trip. All students have the opportunity to steer the ship. They all get to help raise the sails. So they're participating in that way. But when we do our longer trips, for example, when we take trips up to, two harbors and on the way back, we oftentimes will have high school or college age students on board making those trips with us. Sometimes those are 3-5 days in duration, and they are fully functioning members of the crew during that time. They stand regular watches, help to navigate, and of course, take part in all sail operations. So we do a bit of, somewhat sail training. They certainly are trained in how to operate our vessel, the Inland Seas. So
that just brings to mind my question about with the schooner Inland Seas coming to Agate Bay and Two Harbors next week. Are you quite clear on what the opportunities will be for folks that are coming to see all of the different tall ships? But this schooner is a kind of a mission-oriented boat, and will people coming to the fest get a chance to interact with the crew, and who will be there, and what will they be talking about?
Yeah, we'll have a full complement of crew and volunteers that help to deliver our work throughout the Great Lakes that will be on board. Our vessel is a sail-away vessel for the festival, which means that folks can purchase tickets to sail on Inland Seas. And in that way, they will also be able to take part in helping to raise the sails and steer the ship and learn a little bit about what we do, and can certainly interact with our education staff that will be part of the experience.
Wow. My impression is all those passes for boarding vessels and taking excursions are sold out, so I'm not really going to try to get anybody in our audience excited that they still might do this unless people are scalping tickets. I never know these days how things work, Fred, but it would be a hot ticket from what you're telling me. That would be really something to be able to be on your schooner out on Lake Superior. I guess I will leave it at that. You've kind of whet our appetite for what you folks do and for this festival coming up. I really appreciate your time visiting with us, and wish you great luck on continuing this important mission.
I really appreciate it. Thanks so much for the time.
Take care now. Bye now.
You too. Bye-bye.
That was Fred Sitkins from the Inland Seas Education Association. The 77-foot schooner, the Inland Seas, will be coming to Agate Bay during festive sail 2022 in Two Harbors, Minnesota. This is Leo for KTWH.